Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Vladimir Putin is set to lead Russia politically for the rest of his life and is warning at the same time of a catastrophic Middle Eastern war in the near future. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Russian Prime Minister resigned. The rest of the government resigned after Vladimir Putin announced a change that would keep him in power a lot longer than it seems like he should be, according to the restrictions of times in office there in Russia. What is going on?
Well, Putin's term in office as president expires in 2024, and he is term limited under the Constitution. So just as he did during an earlier iteration of his lifetime in power in 2008, he's trying to switch seats with Medvedev, the current prime minister. Putin is just doing what Putin does. And as of right now, there's not an awful lot of forces we see in Russia to oppose him. Medvedev resigned so he can be reappointed in a caretaker government. Putin will switch around the constitution to create a powerful prime minister's job. So all of this is a kind of predictable Vladimir Putin president for life operation.
He is warning now a full-scale war in the Middle East will be a catastrophe. Boy, that sounds like Ezekiel 38. I mean, is that a premonition that he is going to be the leader of this Islamic coalition who tries to wipe Israel off the face of the earth?
Well, it's interesting that Putin should say this. You wonder whether this is a honest warning of real threats in the region, or, as you say, is it a cynical warning of something that he himself has in mind. The Russians are getting increasingly involved all across the Middle East, not just in Syria, not just as a strategic ally of Iran, but as we just mentioned here, they're getting involved in Libya as well. Russia is involved now in the Middle East in a far deeper way than we've seen them really since the early 1980s. What are their real intentions? We don't know at this point.
Ken Timmerman with details on how Vladimir Putin is set up to lead Russia politically for the rest of his life and at the same time is warning of a catastrophic Middle Eastern war in the very near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. President Putin sees himself ruling Russia for the rest of his life and foresees a catastrophic Middle Eastern war in the near future. This is a page out of Bible prophecy. In that passage, Gog the leader will lead an Islamic alignment of nations to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel 38:2. Gog is the person, Magog the place, which is Russia today. God's prophetic scenario is at the point of fulfillment according to Putin and prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...